Sing me now asleep.
Then to your offices. Let me rest.
What thou seest when thou dost wake, do it for thy true love take. Love and languish for his sake. Be it ounce or cat or bear, pard or boar with bristled hair in thy eye that shall appear when thou wak'st, it is thy dear. Wake when some vile thing is near.
Fair love, you faint with wandering in the wood, and, to speak troth, I forgot our way. We'll rest us, Hermia, if you think it good, and tarry for the comfort of the day.
Be it so, Lysander. Find you out a bed, for I upon this bank will rest my head.
One turf shall serve as pillow for us both. One heart, one bed, two bosoms, and one troth.
Nay! Oh, good Lysander. For my sake, my dear, lie further off. Do not lie so near.
Oh. Tit sense, sweet, my innocence. Love takes the meaning in love's conference. I mean that my heart unto yours is knit, so that one heart we can make of it. Two bosoms interchained with an oath. So then two bosoms and a single troth. And by your side in a bedroom me deny, for lying so, Hermia, I do not lie.
Oh, Lysander riddles very prettily. Now much beshrew my manners and my pride if Hermia meant to say Lysander lies. But gentle friend, for love and courtesy lie further off. In human modesty, such separation as may well be said becomes a virtuous bachelor in a maid. So far be distant. And good night, sweet friend. Thy love ne'er alter till thy sweet life end.
Amen. Amen. To that fair prayer say I. So end life when I end loyalty. Here is my bed. Sleep, give thee all his rest.
And pass that wish, wishes eyes be pressed.
Through the forest have I gone, but Athenian found I none. on whose eyes I might approve this flower's force in stirring love. Night in silence. Who is here?
Wait a moment, he doth well.
This is he, my master said. This spised the Athenian maid. And hear the maiden sleeping sound on the dank and dirty ground. Pretty soul, she durst not lie near this lack love, this guilt courtesy. Churl upon thy eyes I throw all the power this charm doth owe. When thou wak'st, let love forbid sleep his seat on thy eyelid. So awake when I am gone, for I must now to Opera.
Say thou thou kill me, sweet Demetrius.
I charge thee, hence, and do not haunt me thus.
Oh, wilt thou, darkling, leave me? Do not go.
Stay on thy peril. I alone will go.
Oh, I am out of breath in this fond chase. The more my prayer, the lesser is my grace. Happy is Hermia wheresoe'er she lies, for she has blessed and attractive eyes. How came her eyes so bright? Not with salt tears, if so my eyes are oftener washed than hers. No, no, I am as ugly as a bear. For beasts that meet me run away for fear. Therefore no marvel, though Demetrius do as a monster fly my presence thus. What wicked and dissembling glass of mine made me compare with Hermia's fiery eyes? But who is here? Lysander on the ground! Dead or asleep? I see no blood, no wound. Lysander, if you live, good sir, awake.
And run through fire will I for thy sweet sake. Transparent, Helena. Nature shows art that through thy bosom makes me see thy heart.
Where is Demetrius?
Oh, how fit a word is that vile name to perish on my sword.
Do not say so, Lysander. Say not so. What though he love your Hermia? Lord, what though yet Hermia still loves you? Then be content.
Content? With Hermia? Ha! No. I do repent the tedious minutes I with her have spent. Not Hermia, but Helena I love. Who will not change a raven for a dove? The will of man is by his reason swayed, and reason says you are the worthier maid. Things growing are not ripe until their season, so I, being young till now, ripe not to reason. And touching now the point of human skill, reason becomes the marshal to my will and leads me to your eyes. Oh, where I o'erlook love stories written in love's richest book.
Wherefore was I to this keen mockery born? When at your hand did I deserve this scorn? It's not enough. It's not enough, young man, that I did never.
Oh. No, nor never can deserve a sweet look from Demetrius' eye, but you must flout my insufficiency. Good trust you do me wrong.
No.
Good sooth you do, in such disdainful manner me to woo. But fare you well. Perforce, I must confess, I thought you, Lord, of more true gentleness. Oh, that a lady of one man refused should of another therefore be abused.
She sees not Hermia. Hermia, sleep thou there, and never mayest thou come Lysander near. All my powers address your love and might to honor Helen. And to be her knight.
Ah! I mean, for pity. What a dream was here. Lysander, look how I do quake with fear. Methought a serpent ate my heart away. And you sat smiling at his cruel prey. Lysander? What removed? Lysander! Lord! But out of hearing gone. No sound. No word.
Philip, where are you? I speak, and if you hear.
Speak of all love I sworn almost with fear. No, and I well perceive you are not nigh. Either death or you, I'll find immediately.